Hello, it's Friday, the 21st of June, the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another nightly news. It's just myself and the wonderful Christine over in Alabama. Hello, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I am doing lovely. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just going to do the house cleaning before we start because I know not many people listen to the end. If you'd like to support Liberty Tactics, we need it right now. We really do. We are stepping things up. We're going to start being doing live shows. So if you would like to buy us a coffee, we would very, very much appreciate it. The link is down below. And please check out our social media. We are all really censored. Obviously, now we're coming up to the election. We're going to probably be doing little extra shows on here and there. We're going to be hooking up more with America with the run-up to November. And obviously, we have the election here coming up in about, I don't know, 12 days or whatever it is. So yeah, if you would like to support us, we really, really would appreciate it. And you can just buy us a coffee. That would help us so, so much. I don't like doing that at all. But everyone else is. And we could really do with it. And we've been doing this a long, long time and we don't ask at all, really. So that's the end of the plea. Let's get on with the news. Oh my God, Christine, my blood is boiling when I saw this. So this is actually on the West Mercia, which is over here in the UK. It's around nearish Birmingham. It's across from Birmingham, Worcestershire, beautiful part of the world, Redditch. A man who groomed a child sentenced to 3 years in prison. So get this. A guy from Redditch who groomed a child online has been sentenced to 3 years following an investigation by West Mercia Police Child Sexual Exploitation Services. Umar Darwood, 36, pled guilty at Worcester Crown Court to three charges on Monday, the 10th of June. Listen to this. Darwood was sentenced to three years for causing a boy under 13 to engage in sexual activity. Let me say that again. Let me say this again. 3 years
That's so disgusting.
for a boy under 13 to engage in sexual activity. He got 9 months to run concurrently for being an adult attempting to engage in sexual communications with a child, and just a month, just 1 month for possessing extreme pornography. He was also given a sexual harm prevention order, ordered to register on the sex offenders register, and get this, and ordered to pay the victim surcharge of £228.
Wow.
What? This is a child. This is a child that this 36-year-old.
Nasty pervert.
Yeah, I could
And
say so much more.
here's, I know, I yeah, I'm trying to
And the thing is, right? Detective Sergeant Wheeler of West Mercia's police said Darwood previously held a position of trust and was a local imam teaching children at the mosque within the local community. He volunteered at a local children's charity.
Oh
The outcome
my.
of this investigation goes some way to ensuring that he is not able to work with children in the future, and we hope will provide some reassurance that this offering has attracted a custodial sentence. Are you kidding me?
Does anyone ever look
Just...
at the years and the time that the child will now be in his own personal prison? And having to deal with this for the rest of his life and how it's going to affect every relationship he has moving forward for his
And they go
entire
to prison.
life.
This is just so,
It's
it's so
outrageous.
upside down. Ugh.
Protect the pedophiles, ignore the children, and just throw enough out that we can, tell somebody we've done something. And move on. That's what they do. It is
And the news and the
disgusting.
mainstream media don't even touch. They don't care. They don't care. Shut.
Outrageous.
Sorry, I shouldn't have really started with that story because I've just put myself in a really bad mood. Moving on. So, just over these last couple of days, we've had, pretty sure there's four of them, but I've got a story of three. Three billionaires this week have had criminal charges regarding sexual offences and exploitation. Three billionaires in just this last 3 days. We first started with a billionaire called Robert Miller. He lost a bid to stay the criminal charges. He's 80 years of age. They've tried to... he was arrested apparently in May on 23 charges of sexual exploitation involving 10 victims, some of whom were minors at the time. His lawyers quickly turned to the Supreme Court to attempt to have the charges stayed by arguing Miller, 80, is in too poor health to go through the criminal process. That old chestnut. This is what they do. They go to live their lives, especially these ones in upper, you know, the upper echelons, and it will come down like a month before they're dead, or all of a sudden they've developed Alzheimer's. So moving on, we have Coca-Cola tycoon is going to ignore a $900 million court judgment. His name is Alki David. He said none of the plaintiffs in a sexual assault lawsuit would receive their monies. These people haven't received a penny and they never, ever will. So this guy has, they've just asked me to start paying on the Daily Beast. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to unlock the article. I'm not. So you can guess where the rest goes. He's refusing to play. He's got a big stake in Coca-Cola. So it is just another billionaire thinking that they are untouchable, completely untouchable. So next, the billionaire realtor brothers hit by more group rape allegations. Okay, so there's three of them. They are the luxury real estate agent brothers who brokered the world's most expensive residential transaction. A lawsuit has been filed in Manhattan. A woman has alleged she was raped by two of them in 2012 in coordinated sexual assault that was planned and facilitated by the other brother, who sat by and watched a bit like what Diddy did. Multiple women have sued the brothers for sexual assault, and more than 30 women have reportedly come forward. Tuesday's lawsuit this week is by somebody called Angelica Parker, and she's the first one to name each of the three brothers. And there
Where are they located?
So this was done all in Manhattan.
Wow. While you're looking at that, it ties right into a quick story I have on the church being exposed.
Oh, yeah, you go for that. Yeah.
It ties right in. There have been so many mega church pastors and worship leaders and people being exposed in the church recently. And I have included a couple videos discussing this. I'm not personally going to go into any detail on this right now, but it's incredible because God said he was going to expose it all. And he is. He absolutely is. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And it starts in the house of God. And the mighty are falling. And you're seeing it with the billionaires, with Diddy, with Epstein, with Ghislaine Maxwell. We are seeing progress. Don't ever forget that we are seeing progress. Every time something dark and awful is exposed, we are one step closer to the light. And I'm grateful that the exposure is here. It's hurtful. It's sad. It's a lot of people in trusted positions that people have looked up to and held in high regard. Are going to fall, and you've got to prepare your heart for this.
There's another one. There's a Austrian-Canadian auto part, Frank Stonak, was arrested and charged with sexual assault charges. We've got the Coca-Cola brothers. Race billionaire, racehorse owner, 91, arrested and charged with sexual assault. Indian billionaire denies sexual assault allegations. These are all just this week.
Wow.
I know. So the net is closing. People say nothing's happening, but you're just not hearing it on the mainstream. Just because it's not on the mainstream, it doesn't mean that things aren't happening, because they are.
And truly, that is why we need your support on this channel, because we really do dig for these stories. These are not things that you're going to find just anywhere. And we would love the opportunity to do this full time.
Or even part time.
Yeah, but be able to really focus our time and energy on what we're passionate about, instead of working so hard to support what we do.
I supported myself for like 10, 11 years, and I had to take a break because this is all. I chucked everything. I was stupid. I wanted to save the world, and I thought I could do it. And anyway, here we are. It is what it is. So, my God, I've got to speak to Andy Heasman about this. So today, Ireland's health minister is celebrating more abortion service endangering the unborn. The Irish health minister has demonstrated his support for abortion by welcoming the expansion of services across Ireland. Stephen Donnelly said there was a 55% increase in the number of hospitals providing abortions in 2023, while the last two maternity hospitals are expected to perform abortions up to 12 weeks gestation by the end of this year. I don't know if I should do today's news. I'm really not in the right mind. Donnelly reported that an additional 20 community providers started providing abortions during the last 12 months. Following changes first introduced by the coronavirus pandemic, women are now permanently allowed to attend only a single in-person consultation instead of two. Health services executive data. So before, they'd have to go for two appointments before it'd be done to ensure, but no, they're scrapping that. Celebrating. And so when they say 20 more community providers, he's just like, how many abortions do each centre do a day? So now they've got, that's times 20. That's what he's celebrating. Well, it'd be more than that, wouldn't it? Say they do 10 abortions every day, and they've got 20. Yeah. So you've got 200 more babies being murdered in the,
so disgusting,
in the womb. Yeah, it's sick. Another thing that's sick. Sorry about this. It's just all doom and gloom, I'm afraid. Trans hormones cause bowel and bladder problems. Women who undergo trans-forming hormone therapy are likely to suffer from incontinence, constipation, a study has found. Researchers reported that 9 out of 10 women who took testosterone to transform from female to male suffered pelvic floor dysfunctions, a condition which affects the bowel and bladder. Using an online questionnaire, 68 women who had the sex swap hormones were assessed for symptoms. Urinary symptoms such as bedwetting affected 87%. Nearly three quarters of residents said they suffered from bowel problems, including constipation and flatulence. And over half of those questions also reported some sort of sexual dysfunction. The study concluded that women on sex swaps hormone therapy have a high incidence of PFD, 94.1%, whatever that means, and experience a greater occurrence of urinary symptoms. They're saying observed females who developed incontinence because they were taking the hormones appear to be on the same trajectory as menopausal women. It's all good. It's all good, you girls who want to be boys. You've got a great future ahead.
Man, I'm telling you, if people understood who they were, who they are, how God created them, and the human body is a masterpiece.
Incredible.
It's a masterpiece. They cannot recreate it. They keep trying to with, all their stuff, and they can't. They cannot do it. They create an empty shell with no soul. They cannot create your spirit. They can't do it. It's insane.
Because we haven't come from monkeys, guys.
Exactly. Oh man. Wow. So have you heard
I've got one more. I've just
go ahead, doll.
Just this to finish. This is released on the UK government's website. The UN Human Rights Council 56, the UK statement on sexual orientation and gender identity. Are you ready for this? I'm going to read the statement. It's not very long. Oh, boy. The United Kingdom welcomes the independent experts' compelling first report on freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and association in relation to sexual orientation and gender identity. Increasing attempts by state and non-state actors to roll back or undermine human rights, not only for LGBT individuals, but also from women, girls, and marginalized populations, are deeply concerning. This report rightly highlights the harmful impact of abhorrent laws and policies that uphold outdated views of homosexuality, expand criminalization for simply identifying as part of the LGBTQ plus community, or persecute those who defend human rights. We must be robust in challenging anti-rights campaigners across the globe. Today in Russia, anyone accused of supporting LGBT rights can face persecution or imprisonment. Go on, Russia. These are appalling attempts by Russian authorities to create a climate of fear and restrict the rights of freedom of expression, peaceful assembly and association. Mr. Vice President, let us be clear, we are not asking for special rights for LGBTQ people, but for all people to be afforded the same human rights, the ability to live with dignity and respect without fear of violence or persecution, simply because of who they are. The UK will continue to defend human rights and freedoms for all, and we affirm our strong support of this important mandate. Sorry, I had to put the voice on. I could just see standing at the bloody whatever it is, lantern, and just
I can see it. So what we need to do, I guess, is have a straight pride parade through the streets in June and see how well that's received, since we all get equal rights.
I put up straight pride as a post, and like, do you remember the old Lady Bird books?
Yeah,
it was called Straight Pride, and it had a picture of a husband and wife running along. Facebook banned me for that.
Of course they did. Because you have equal rights, honey. That's why. Sure.
So those are my stories. We've run through, and there's not going to be much discussion because it's just me and Christine, and it's a Friday.
Yeah.
So those were my stories. I think we don't really need to discuss them, guys. All the show notes are in there. You can look and read it yourself. You know our thoughts on it. You know how long we'll be talking. You know where this is going.
Yes,
look,
exactly.
A guy's just got 3 years for abusing a 13-year-old. And now we've got this lot who's always, you know, it's all our old beliefs. It's all in the past. You can see where it's going. You see where it's going.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
So Christine, Louisiana has decided they would like to turn their schools around. They are ranked 49 out of 50 in education. They are at the bottom. And they would really like to see that turned around. And they decided to bring in the historical document, the Ten Commandments, in each and every one of their schools and have that make a return. Well, the ACLU is just beside themselves, not to stand for their right to do that. No, no. They want to sue them for separation of church and state. Wow. That story is attached.
That's a good news. That's bad.
Yeah, it's insane. It's James O'Keefe exposed Disney, and what was so funny is it wasn't the part of Disney I thought he would expose. It was their hiring practices. And it was so funny. Basically, Disney has no intention of hiring white men, period. The guy that actually was in the story was a white man. He's an attorney. He's worked there for a long time. And has literally had people in HR just tell him, look, man, I know you applied for this, but there's no way they're hiring a white guy for this job. Not going to happen. It's all about DEI. All about you know, diversity, whatever. So another story that really is interesting, and they're not letting much out on this at all right now, so we'll have to follow this and see where it goes. But the mayor of Oakland, California, had her house raided by the FBI, the IRS, and the Postal Service. Shang Tao, who is the mayor of Oakland, her boyfriend answered the door and let them all in. She was not there, has not been seen, nor has she given a statement since. But this happened yesterday morning around 6 a.m. They raided her home. There are four locations that they raided, and one of them included Cal Waste Solutions, owned by the Duong family. I'm not prejudiced, but I'm just saying everyone being raided in this event sounds like they could be of Asian,
Chinese.
It might be
worth going and having a look.
Something is
I like a dig, especially when it comes to corporations. Where's Oakland? Where is Oakland?
Oakland, California. It's not far from like LA and all that.
And it's the governor, did you say? Who is
yes, it's the governor. The mayor of Oakland. And so what's interesting is they say that Cal Waste is fully cooperating, but two of their family members that own that company were also raided. So it's like Cal Waste Solutions is like a recycling center. And so I don't know what that, I mean, it's interesting that the U.S. Post Office was in on that.
Do you know
and
what
the
jumps
IRS.
To mind immediately? Do you know what jumps to mind immediately?
Well, they're saying campaign finance violations.
Because I'm thinking with these waste people, it's like it's illegal. They're dumping it illegally somewhere. You know, they're doing contracts.
Right.
They're getting contracts within people and it's being illegally disposed of. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Exactly. And that also, we know some of that has tied into child trafficking and other things. But yep. Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. And then I did share a story from Monkey Works. And the only reason I shared this story in the show notes is because he is showing you that the stage is set for World War III.
I watched him last night as well. It was a really good show.
It really was. He said there's so many things that are unusual. It's like everybody's in position. The stage is set, everything looks like it's ready to go, but nobody's kicking off yet. And I thought, interesting. So he said it looks like a reenactment of World War II, which I also found very interesting. So today I was watching Derek Johnson just before we started, and he was talking about the capitulation tour with Trump. He was talking about Putin and Kim Jong-un and how, of course, this is a military operation. All three branches of our government, executive, legislative, and judicial, are being cleaned out. That trials, you know, the trials that you're seeing, it's not that they're not real, but they're being used to wake up the masses. And he also said, it's a World War II history repeat. When I hear something like that twice in a row from two different people that have nothing to do with one another, it jumped in my spirit. So when we woke up, one of the first things I woke up to was World War II, that we didn't win World War II. And I was like, wait, what? You know, and of course, that's when the Nazi scientists came over to the U.S. and just started using all of us as guinea pigs. So very interesting times that we're living in. There are a lot of moving pieces right now. And Steve Schultz asked Derek just direct. He said, "Do you think there will be an election in November?" And he kind of smiled and he said, "Well, there's either going to be an election or a revealing. We'll see how it goes."
Wow.
So I
I'm
thought that
so
was
desperate to come
interesting.
over, and it's always been, do I go for election
I think you
or
should come in
inauguration?
November, November, December, January. Yeah,
I'm
I
thinking the
think.
January time. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So
But then
exciting.
I get a really nervous flyer. And every time we gone away, and we've gone a couple of years away at Christmas, only just like over to Tenerife or Portugal, but it's the turbulence of the flying conditions because it's windy and rainy.
Oh
That's my only
man. Well,
concern.
we would
But it's
love to have you in the
historic. It's a,
States.
you know, if I came over for it, it's an historic. I have to be there.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
If God wants me there, God will pave
He'll
the way.
provide. He will
Exactly.
provide.
Indeed, he will. Have you got anything more before I shut the show with my Diddy
I
show?
think that's it. I think we're ready for a Diddy update.
Well, I'm going to actually start because Christy had posted a link. Travis Scott had Astro World. He was with the Jenners at the time. It looked like a satanic ceremony. Many people died, crushing. He has a thing, I think it's, I'm not sure, it's rage where he makes everyone like up and down, and it was grinding people up. It was overcrowded, lots of people died, many people were injured, and for somehow there was a bit of an apology, people trying to get it shut down. Well, apparently he has been arrested. I do believe he got away from the Kardashian clan and sort of like ran to Kanye, but there's some shocking things coming out about Kanye now. It's just what a web.
You
What
know
a
what
web.
else is coming out really big right now?
What?
J-Lo and Ben Affleck
Oh,
and
God, that's
that
all I'm
whole thing.
seeing.
It's just
It's a
disgusting.
mess.
I'm like, ugh. She is, you wonder if these people are human.
No.
Like she has zero personality.
Just not.
None. I mean,
But do you
it's
know what's
like
so
she is.
funny though? That's all I see on my news feed now. And I'm sure as
I
you on you, you know, you
know.
get onto YouTube, you know, never have I had celebrity. It's only because I touched on Diddy with Mark Devlin straight after the Cassie lawsuit, literally the day after I was doing a show with Devlin, and we touched on it. And I said, if you I said this is going to be bigger than Epstein. This will be bigger, and that's what it's turning into. But now,
Oh, it really is.
unfortunately, you know, when YouTube, that's all I see. That's all it's filled up with, and Scientology as well.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I most of what I watch are prophecies and inspirational things, but my news feed, I get such a polar opposite. It's like you
But
have
you've done some
Christian
deep diving.
teaching and all these wonderful things, and then you have the rap world, and I'm just going,
I know, but you are the hip hop queen now, and I want to go
know.
big because I think there's going to be. I'm going to have. We're going to have to one evening. We should be talking about this offline, but one evening we will do a pacer. We'll do a pacer call and go through all the other Diddy things that come in because I'm sure many more have come in. You
There
know,
are so many lawsuits right now. Yeah,
yeah, well,
so many.
closing on this linking, he's deleted his entire Instagram, including the Cassie apology, absolutely everything. There's nothing
Wow.
left. I think it was earlier this week. There was no press release or statement, and nobody knows why he's literally taken it. It's all gone. It's all gone. So are we, well, his ex-bodyguard, not Gene Deal. Gene Deal was a long time before. He was my head of the security. As you said, Gene Deal seems like a good guy. He's a former cop. He saw a lot. But this is Roger Bond. Roger Bond is the guy who witnessed assaults on Cassie, witnessed assaults on many, many people and didn't speak out. And he's going through a lot, but he's literally, by the look at him, he's gone on to Vlad TV. And he's done a huge expose on Diddy, and apparently more allegations keep coming in. So we'll have to wait and see. Big can of worms, as Christine said. There's a lot of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Obviously, Jennifer Lopez was with Diddy. They maintain she carried the gun into the club. They were both arrested, then let go. And who took the fall for that, Christine? Who did they say was it? Shine.
Oh, Shine. Yeah.
Oh.
Shine took the fall for that one for both
Yeah.
of them. And you know, it's interesting because you're seeing a lot. Q told us, watch those who scream the loudest.
Yeah.
And you see all of them coming out now with Chrissy Teigen came out with, I
Oh.
don't know why they just are always following me and harassing me. I'm sorry.
Maybe it's
Are
about her
you the
tweet saying how
one?
she gets turned on with
Thank
little girls doing
you.
the splits with no underwear. Like
Yes.
the woman, I took it
Yes.
all. I've got all the photos stored on a hard drive. I've got it
I'm
all of
so
those
glad.
tweets. All of those tweets and all of the stuff that, well, what I got found from G News back in October when they released the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. I've got all them stored on a hard drive as well. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's
And what's
beyond the
her name?
pale.
Rachel Chandler. Rachel
Oh, yeah.
Chandler, Epstein Island. They will, this all will come out.
It will.
I know we have been saying this for how many ever years, like nearly 10 years probably.
It's been
At
eight,
least since
yeah.
2016, at least until 20. I mean, me before, you know, back in 2010, I started 20, no, say 2012, 2012, and everyone, and I get it thrown in my face. Oh, yeah, like Hillary Clinton's going to be arrested. Yeah, like Hillary Clinton, the pedophile. Yeah, I've stopped like
Yeah.
answering now. I just ignore it because I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. And they can call me Loony Lou for all they want. I don't care. I'm not going to look so loony in a few years.
That's right. At the end of the day, every knee will bow and
They will
every
do.
tongue will confess
They will
and
do.
everyone will know the truth. That's true. That's where we're
And
headed.
Jesus is our savior. And the more people get,
Yes.
and people need to understand, if you can't see what's going on now, they're taking the creation story. You're not allowed to teach it as facts. It will probably go into like, you know, Greek mythology. You know, that's where that's going to end up. This is what they want to do. You're getting paedophiles, £228 to the victim. What? What? 3 years?
Yeah. And we're going to call that justice.
And
And
we're
you're
proud of that.
supposed
We're
to be
pleased with that.
happy. Yeah, we're very
And
pleased with it.
oh, I've got to mention one more thing. One more thing. I've had Sanara, big thanks to you. Sanara wrote to all of her MPs, like we asked, and she said it's so easy. It took her 5 minutes, and she got most of the responses. So this is
Oh,
concerning.
brilliant.
This is so we've read one out before, but this is the latest. Let me just read you this. So I believe this came from, where is she? Here we go. Okay. Okay, so here we go. She's had a from the Lib Dem rules. And she's asked about RSE and the Lib Dems in her area, Andrew Hollier, candidate for York, outer. I believe that RSE education should be expanded into a curriculum for life, which would include citizenship, first aid, financial literacy, as well as age-appropriate education on relationships and sex.
Whoa.
That was his answer to what he said. He got quite excited about the RSE. So thank you. And apparently she had 4 out of 6 candidates emailed, all saying the same thing. Two are anonymous independents who you can't even contact. So they all kind of are agreeing that the RSE education, it's okay. It's not okay.
No.
And we need to relook at it because they've said it's, oh, it's not going to be taught to under nines, but I do believe that is to do with the whole gender agenda. I'm going to look into it. Kimberly knows more, and I'm sure Kat does. That's it for tonight. LibertyTactics.co.uk. QteamAwesome.com. Q Team Awesome at True Social, Exposing the Lie dot info. You'll find us on all the social medias. Please share our posts because it's that season and we're starting to get banned and we're starting to totally get shadow banned. No one's seeing anything again. So if you do like what we're doing, please share it. Give us a like or whatever. And buy us a coffee. Christine, final words from you, my darling.
Just hope you all have a beautiful weekend and are blessed beyond measure. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, we know God has got this and he's got a plan and we are all part of that plan. So do everything in your power to do the right thing and just keep on keeping on.
Hallelujah. And big shout to Kat. She's away having a lovely time, I hope. And our Jason is on the missing list. And Christy is, I think, at work tonight. So we will be back on Monday over the weekend. The Porn Talk will be released. It's fantastic. Kat and I did an hour on it. So I will get that out over the weekend. That's it. Lots of love. God bless you all.
Thanks, guys.